This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with news, the headlines first. House of Representatives continued deliberations on ministerial headings on the appropriation bill today as well. Land ministers to respond to lawmakers' queries tomorrow. Monsoon arrival likely to be delayed this time in Nepal due to El Nino phenomenon developing in the Pacific Ocean. And G7 allies scrambled to put Ukraine back atop Trump's agenda as war drags on. Now the news in detail. Deliberations on the appropriation headings under the Appropriation Bill 2083 Bikram Sambat continued in the House of Representatives today as well. Lawmakers criticized the budget for being distribution-oriented and said it had failed to prioritize national pride projects, road expansion, maintenance and quality improvement. They also stressed the need for greater investment in science and technology and innovation, noting that only around 4 billion rupees has been allocated for the sector. Members also expressed concern over the limited budget for free legal aid to poor citizens, saying access to justice had not been adequately addressed. They also alleged discrimination in the infrastructure allocations among districts and said that the budget had been prepared in line with the promised system. Lawmakers called for priority to be given to clean drinking water, a reliable electricity supply, and the timely completion of the under-construction hydropower projects. Even lawmakers presented proposals to cut expenditures during today's House meeting. Meanwhile, House of Representatives members have urged the government to be sensitive to border issues and bilateral relations. In a meeting of the House of Representatives today, they demanded time to draw the government's attention towards this end. Nepali Communist Party's Pramesh Kumar Hamal expressed his concern over Prime Minister Bilendra Shah's statement on Nepal-India border in the House of Representatives meeting on May 31st, demanding the removal of his remarks from the Parliament Archive, stating that Foreign Minister Shishir Khanal is presently on an official visit to China. He questioned whether the ministry talked about the Trijunction issues with the Chinese side. Similarly, Harkaraj Rai of the Shram Sanskriti Party apprised the House that a barrage constructed by the Indian side along the Nepal-India border in Rautahat had caused inundation. Members of the Infrastructure Development Committee under the House of Representatives today held discussion focused on road safety, transport management, traffic accident reduction and infrastructure improvement, among others. The lawmakers and experts emphasized the effective implementation of policies to curb the rising number of road accidents in the country. Monsoon arrival is likely to be delayed this time in Nepal as it has already eluded the tentative time for its entry. It is yet to make a presence in Nepal even after the passage of 3 days of its entry date compared to last year, according to Bibhuti Pokhrel, the spokesperson at the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology. June 13th is a tentative date for the monsoon arrival in Nepal. This time, we are, however, bound to wait for a few more days as the data obtained from satellites and mathematical weather forecasting suggest. The El Nino phenomenon developing in the Pacific Ocean is further strengthening, which is likely to affect the monsoon onset in Nepal. The Medical Education Commission has approved and decided to implement the scholarship grant procedure 2083 Bikram Sambat aimed to address the long-standing legal and administrative issues related to scholarship funding in medical education. The meeting of the commission, chaired by Prime Minister Bilendra Shah and convened at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers at Singha Darbar, today took the decision. According to Deepa Dahal, Prime Minister's press and research expert, the procedure was endorsed within 24 hours of receiving approval from the Ministry of Education and Sports and the Ministry of Finance, resolving legal ambiguities and procedural challenges that had long persisted in the sector. Nepal and Denmark have reaffirmed their commitment to further strengthening bilateral relations and deepening cooperation in the days to come. The two sides also agreed to celebrate the 60th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations in 2027. During the third meeting of the Nepal-Denmark bilateral consultation mechanism held in Kathmandu today, the two sides reviewed various spectrums of bilateral relations and expressed satisfaction over the warm and friendly relations existing between Nepal and Denmark since the establishment of diplomatic relations in 1967, according to a statement issued by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. This news comes to from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
सजिलो छ है एन्टी एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गरौ 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
हातमा एन्टी एप छ त सजिलो सुविधा लिन
रिचार्ज गर्न होस् या ब्यालेन्स ट्रान्सफर गर्न अल डिटेल डेटा भोइसको स्ट्याटस थाहा पाउन गिफ्ट प्याक पठाउन वा फाइबर इन्टरनेटको जानकारी पाउन सजिलो छ है एन्टी एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गरौ 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
प्ले स्टोर वा एप स्टोरबाट सजिलै नेपाल टेलिकमको एप डाउनलोड गर्न सकिन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The Cyber Bureau of Nepal Police has urged the public not to download and install unnecessary and suspicious apps that are being advertised, tempting the audience towards the 2026 World Cup for free. In a statement issued today by the Bureau's spokesperson and Deputy Superintendent of Police Dilip Kumar Giri, it is noted that there has been a rise in the activities where people are asked to install Android apps, often requesting various permissions and then misusing them to hack mobile banking apps and commit financial frauds. Additionally, they have requested that banking systems only be updated based on the financial official rather notices and instructions from the banks and financial institutions. The government has officially brought the over-the-top OTT platform to the registration and regulation radar, amending the National Broadcasting Regulation 2052 Bikram Sambat, the Minister of Information and Communications, has come up with the arrangement to legally regulate the OTT service providers being operated under digital broadcasting system. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. U.S. allies at the Group of Seven summit of major industrialized democracies worked Tuesday to push the war in Ukraine back up the agenda of President Donald Trump after more than 4 years of fighting sparked by Russia's full-scale invasion. AP News agency cited Trump as saying that Iran conflict has in recent weeks overshadowed Ukraine, but following his announcement of an agreement to end the conflict in the Gulf, he said now he wants to focus on Ukraine. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky joined G7 leaders for a morning working session. Talks wrapped quickly as leaders gathered for just 75 minutes. U.S. President Donald Trump has rebuked Israel over its military offensive in Lebanon in unusually critical comments during his visit to a G7 summit in France. Al Jazeera cited Trump on Tuesday as saying that he had a great relationship with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, but adding that Israeli leader has to be more responsible with respect to Lebanon. Trump said he did not like Israel's attack on Beirut 2 hours before the signing of the agreement with Iran. Trump also reacted angrily on Sunday after Israeli attack on Beirut threatened to derail delicate negotiations with Iran, posting on his Truth Social platform that the attack should not have happened, particularly on a special day when they are so close to a peace deal with Iran. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be partly cloudy over the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country, as well as Madhya Province and the Tarai regions of Kusi, while mainly fair in the remaining Tarai regions. There is also a possibility of moderate rainfall and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kusi province, and at one or two places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, at a few places in Tarai regions of Kusi province, and at one or two places in Madhes province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. House of Representatives continued deliberations on ministry-wise headings on the appropriation bill today as well. Line ministers to respond to lawmakers' queries tomorrow. Monsoon arrival likely to be delayed this time in Nepal due to El Nino phenomenon developing in the Pacific Ocean. And G7 allies scramble to put Ukraine back atop Trump's agenda as war drags on. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.